The U-2 was the first large-scale technological development project the CIA ever undertook. It redefined both the nature and the scale of the agency, setting it on a course that it would follow into the 21st century, when technology and espionage would become inseparable. The plane brought in huge hauls of visual data, spurring the development of new computational and analytical technologies just to process it all. More than 40 years after the U-2 debuted, former CIA Director George Tenet said of the program, "It constituted nothing less than a revolution in intelligence." Not only was it the single most significant leap forward in the agency's history, he said, but it was possibly the greatest achievement of any intelligence service anywhere in the world at any point in history. "Our U-2 revolutionaries got it right," he said. "They were brilliant, they were willing to think big and think different and take risks." Those risks had unintended consequences for the foreman at the center of this story. Drawn together into the unfamiliar and disorienting territory of espionage, they were tested in ways they couldn't have predicted. Edwin Land was a brilliant scientist whose inventions had already made him one of the richest men in America. His faith in empirical truth was his bedrock, but the moral ambiguities of intelligence gathering put his ideals to the test. Clarence Kelly Johnson was a fiery engineer who, as much as anyone else, had ushered America into the jet age, but his evolution from an aircraft designer to an unofficial CIA operative drove him to sleep with a loaded automatic pistol at his bedside. Richard Bissell was a bookish bureaucrat with an eye for detail and a respect for the power of technology. The U-2 gave him a ticket into the darkest corners of the international spy world, and it led him to push the limits of espionage to deadly extremes. Finally, there was the pilot of the downed U-2, Francis Gary Powers, a soft-spoken coal miner's son with a taste for adventure. His recruitment into the CIA tore his life apart, and it forced him to face a troubling question. Could any individual, or any nation for that matter, remain truly uncorrupted by deception? "Even now, at times, it doesn't seem real," Powers said years after his plane went down. "You know, it seems more like something I've read in a book."